Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 5:04. Colts coach Jim Caldwell says he doesn't expect Peyton Manning to practice at the start of next week's training camp. 2 months after Manning had neck surgery, the team has not had a chance to see whether the four-time NFL MVP is in his recovery. Over $9 million of federal money have been made possible for the groundbreaking of a new senior housing project on the city's near northwest side. The building will be located at the site of the Airway Mall on Lafayette Road, which is being demolished to make way for the new apartments. Maury Plambeck, director of the Department of Metropolitan Development, says the project helps clean up urban blight.
Abandoned housing is what most people talk about when they talk about the abandonment and foreclosure problem. And that's been predominant in the last few years, but we really had abandoned buildings in Indianapolis for much longer than we have had abandoned housing.
The additional $400,000 for the project comes from the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority. Indiana's crops are struggling after weeks of hot and dry weather. Central Indiana's on pace for what could be its driest July on record. A Purdue University expert says crops need a soaking, a day long of rain. Former longtime Indiana Congressman Lee Hamilton has harsh words for the president and congressional leaders over the debt ceiling debate. He says the U.S. is the only country in the world with a debt ceiling and feels it should be eliminated.
Everybody thinks it's a check on spending. It hasn't been a check on spending at all.
Hamilton says even when a deal is reached, the damage has already been done because the debate diverted attention away from more serious economic issues. Right now, cloudy and 93 degrees for WFYI News.